Hey everybody, Travis Perry here. I'm doing a podcast I'm calling Travis's Big Idea. It matches a blog I've had for a long time, but podcasting is new for me. I do want to cover something that I talked about today on Speculative Faith, the regular weekly post I do there. And I talked about The Kingdom, which I say is a fresh look at zombies. So South Korean filmmakers have featured zombies on multiple occasions, as I showed in a page I linked on the article I wrote for Speculative Faith. Yet their newest edition of a zombie story on Netflix, The Kingdom, has some aspects you won't see in a regular zombie feature produced in the United States. First, it has an aspect of political intrigue that leaks over into moral commentary that I'll talk about in a bit. Second, it's a period piece set roughly in 1600 in Korea. And third, its take on zombies is different from anything I've ever seen before. I've only seen the first four episodes of the first season at this moment of producing this podcast, so I can't possibly give away how the season ends, nor can I say anything about season two, which Netflix recently released. However, even though I can't give away much, if you don't want to know anything at all about this series before watching it, skip this podcast, all right? Because I am going to give away some general aspects and make some non-specific type spoilers. One thing that I wanted to talk about is zombies in this show, that they're different from zombies that you might see elsewhere. The origin of the idea of a zombie comes to the world from Haiti, where legend was that supernatural power could reanimate a body and give a generalized invulnerability to harm, other than an attack to the head, of course. Zombies in their first iterations, and infamously as featured on The Walking Dead, are slow, lumbering, and stupid, whose main means of killing somebody stems from their ability to silently lurk just about anywhere, and from the fact that once they start coming after you, they never have to stop to rest, nor they even seem to need to eat, though they're continually biting any human being they can. A major feature of the fear behind this, we'll call it classic version of a zombie, is the fear of becoming one. I'd say that fear links to the fear of death itself, because just as death causes dead bodies to rot in the grave, zombies, a la The Walking Dead, rot, literally rot, as they shuffle around, decay as they move forward, having the appearance of people you once knew and loved, but they've lost all the inner qualities that once defined them, which is very much along the lines of how people who do not believe in life after death feel about dead bodies. They're nothing more than rotting meat, reminding us that death is eventually coming for us all. South Korean zombies tap into a different fear, the fear of being attacked by a vicious predator, I would say. South Korean zombies are a lot more dangerous than those of The Walking Dead or other classic portrayals of zombies. Korean films like Train to Busan and the series The Kingdom aren't entirely unique in this regard. World War Z seems to have answered the question, how could zombies really take over the world if they're so slow and stupid, by making them sprint at incredible speeds and having a single bite from a zombie rapidly convert a regular person into a zombie as well? Zombies even scale walls in WWZ, and as a result, collectively act with at least rudimentary problem-solving skills. Zombies in The Kingdom also sprint, though no faster than a regular person can run, unlike WWZ. And the conversion process changes in the episodes that I've seen. At first, it required some time, a number of hours, like The Walking Dead. But soon, the situation changes, and people after a single bite become a zombie within seconds, like World War Z. As a traditional Korean doctor featured in the story observes, the sickness has changed, which is how becoming a zombie is portrayed in The Kingdom as an illness, like most modern zombie films show it. However, the first case of the illness seems to have been caused by an herb Korean physicians in the story believe would raise a person from the dead. It did, but not in the way they intended, which shows an aspect of science gone wrong in this story, even though it's set in Korea circa 1600. Note that as a sickness, the behavior of zombies makes somewhat more sense in this story than either World War Z or The Walking Dead, while striking more of a note of out of vampire tales. Zombies in The Kingdom only come out at night. As the sun rises, they seek dark places to hide themselves, becoming as comatose as a dead body, until night comes again, that is, as if they really are metabolically alive and need to rest, just as they need to eat. These zombies often eat people alive, even as the person being eaten is rapidly becoming a zombie. The kingdom shows zombies as ravenously hungry, not just for brains, as in Romero's The Night of the Living Dead or Z Nation, but to eat an entire person whole, yes, like The Walking Dead at times, but eating much more quickly, as if zombies were like ravenous lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my, I say, instead of decaying, rotting human beings. Then the show is set, interestingly, in 1600 in Korea. The exact year isn't given in any of the stories that I've seen, but it occurs only a few years after a Japanese invasion of Korea that was finally repulsed in 1598, and that's referenced multiple times in the story. In fact, at first, the story seems to be only a period piece set in Korea around 1600. The first episode shows traditional doctors performing their ordinary work, Confucian scholars worried about who will run the kingdom in the aftermath of the Japanese invasion, the nobles also reacting to that situation, and the crown prince, Li Chang, going about the business of being the equivalent of a vice president, somebody who will take over the government, but only if the current leader dies. It's a bit of a slow burn in the first episode, the first zombies not appearing until near the end. The portrayal of Korea's past at first seems meticulously correct in all details, as far as I could tell, and the costumes in particular are striking. But then the zombie plague happens, which throws away the strict attention to history that begins the kingdom. The setting is cool in that most people in the story don't have weapons at all, and even those who do are often limited to swords and bows and arrows, though a handful of muskets are in the story as well. Would you want to fight a horde of super aggressive zombies with nothing better than a sword or a musket? Yeah, I wouldn't either. Note, though, that this tale is not the only Korean zombie apocalypse set in the historic past. The 2018 movie Rampant, which I have not seen, apparently comes from around the same time period. This movie is also marked by political intrigue. The crown prince, Li Chang, played by Ji-hoon, seems to be involved in an ordinary plot to assume his place as king after word of the death of his father leaks out. Because if a new heir is born to the current queen, his life will be worth nothing because his mother was not a queen. But then the story reveals that the claims to his father being alive are based on him having become a zombie. The struggle between the first minister, Cho Hak-ju, please excuse me if I mispronounce some of these names, portrayed by Ru Sung-rong, who is behind the plot to keep the king alive, and the crown prince, they form the basis of the story's political intrigue. Though in general, the nobles support Cho Hak-ju, while Li Chang's supporters are mostly peasants in what I've seen so far. This story also features bad nobles, but a good prince. The upper crust of Korean society is shown as nonchalantly caring only about themselves, condemning ordinary people to death through both inaction and selfish acts. With the exception of Li Chang, who at first seems rather selfish, but quickly transforms into a self-sacrificing leader who is doing everything he can to save his people, all of his people, from the zombie apocalypse. This underpins the moral framework of the story. While others long to have power for their own benefit and enjoyment, the crown prince becomes a deeply caring and self-sacrificing war leader as the zombies attack. While a group of nobles flee in a half-empty ship, leaving the peasants to their doom, Li Chang herds them into a walled compound and does everything he can to protect them, even giving up his personal food rations so ordinary people could have something to eat. In fact, food that the peasants hardly have any, while the nobles have enough to eat at their leisure, while everyone is being chased by ravenous zombies, makes hunger and the menace it poses much more important part to this story than what you'd usually see in a zombie tale. Note that the prince's personal bodyguard and a female doctor played by Bae Doona, whom I recognize from the movie Cloud Atlas, and an enigmatic peasant who fought against the Japanese round out the group of good guys who seek to cure the zombie sickness, keep the people alive, and avoid the troops sent by Cho Hak-ju to kill Li Chang. By the way, there's something trivia about the name of the kingdom that I thought was interesting. The name of the series in Korean isn't a translation of the Korean word. It actually would be something close to kingdom, the way it's spelled in Korean letters. So they're actually using the English word kingdom and spelling it in Hangul, the Korean alphabet, which I just thought that was kind of cool trivia. In conclusion, I might have more to say about this story later on when I watch more, but for now, well, it does share with some other zombie tales some aspects I don't like normalizing gore, and while it can be genuinely frightening at moments, this story, by far, pretty much qualifies as clean fiction. It doesn't have language, doesn't have nudity. Another potential negative point that I could point out is that it, in general, shows people as, I would call it, oddly irreligious, at least so far, even when facing predatory zombies, which I'd say is not strictly a realistic portrayal of human beings. Most humans, including in pre-Christian Korea, have prayed or otherwise sought supernatural help in the real world, especially in times of severe crisis. But the portrayal of a self-sacrificing and compassionate leader dedicated to the lives of all of his people, not just those of his social class, that forms a strong moral positive to this tale. That portrayal, along with the sheer fun of zombies, so different from what you may be used to, what I was used to, and the things people must do to survive, that makes this series worth recommending. And so how about you people who have heard of this podcast and have an opportunity to comment? Have you seen any South Korean zombie films? In particular, have you seen both Rampant and also The Kingdom? Because I haven't seen them, I'd be interested in your perspective of what make them different from one another. Or how many zombie films, or how would you say zombie films are different in Korea in general, including what you may or may not like about them? Or what other thoughts do you have? And if you like this, please click like and subscribe if you wish. Thank you very much. Bye.